An Alliance man is in custody after police say he made online threats to shoot up a school and kill children. 19-year-old Austin Offill was arrested Friday following an investigation by Sebring Police and the FBI. Police allege the threats were made from Offill's home on August 22nd. The threats caused the West Branch School District to close Knox School August 27th and 28th. Offill faces a felony count of making terroristic threats. An Alliance man has been indicted by a Stark County grand jury in a deadly hit-skip crash that killed 63-year-old Tim Mathis. 39-year-old Jeremiah Shinda Wolf is accused of rear-ending Mathis's car on East Summit Street near South Union Avenue February 20th, then fleeing. Mathis died at Alliance Community Hospital. Shinda Wolf faces aggravated vehicular homicide, failure to stop, and OVI charges. The indictment also alleges a loaded handgun was in his truck. He's due in court for arraignment September 11th. A Canton man accused of grooming and other misconduct involving juveniles attending his synagogue has pleaded not guilty. 41-year-old Michael Carlton was arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. He's a youth minister with the Star in the East congregation in Plain Township. Carlton faces 9 misdemeanor charges, including grooming, unlawful restraint, and sexual imposition. The Stark County Sheriff's Office investigated allegations involving 3 juveniles between January 2023 and March of this year. Carlton was released with no contact orders. His next court hearing is September 15th. 4 Perry Township residents are asking a Stark County judge to stop a proposed data center project, claiming township officials violated state law. The lawsuit challenges the township's approval of a tax exemption and a noise resolution for the project on Faircrest Street Southwest. The residents allege the township violated Ohio's open meetings law when it approved the tax exemption after an executive session. They want the court to void both resolutions and block the tax break. A Plain Township man is accused of felonious assault and strangulation in a domestic violence case. 20-year-old William Rochester pleaded not guilty Friday to 6 counts in Stark County Common Pleas Court. A grand jury indicted him Tuesday. A pretrial hearing is set for September 14th. Court documents allege Rochester slammed his mother's arm in a door multiple times, grabbed her by the neck, and restricted her breathing. He's also accused of trying to hit his mother's fiancé with his elbow and taking his mother's phone as she tried to call police. The Stark County Health Department will conduct mosquito spraying next week. Spraying is set for Tuesday in Canton Township, Wednesday in Lake Township, and Thursday in Plain Township. Spraying will begin after 8 p.m. each night, weather permitting. Beekeepers should protect their hives, and people with respiratory ailments may want to leave the area. Food banks and pantries across Ohio are getting funding to help feed families. The First Energy Foundation is providing grants to 29 hunger relief organizations, expected to provide more than 3.6 million meals. The Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank is among the recipients. The Alliance Community Pantry also received funding, along with Second Harvest Food Bank of the Mahoning Valley. The grants range from $5,000 to $250,000. Carroll County commissioners are moving forward with plans to finish a courthouse sidewalk project that began 2 years ago. 2 sections have been completed, and commissioners approved a motion to replace the 2 remaining sections. The estimated cost is nearly $20,000. Commissioners also say a recent landfill inspection found 3 areas where water is pooling. 1 bare spot on the cap has been reseeded and strong, and the other areas are being monitored. The county also approved a Suicide Prevention Awareness Month proclamation for September. An Austin Town man is facing a 32-count indictment accusing him of abusing 4 children and creating child sex abuse material. 57-year-old Stephen Lewis was indicted Thursday by a Mahoning County grand jury. The charges include 18 counts of rape and 11 counts of gross sexual imposition. Lewis has been in jail since his June 23rd arrest. His bond is set at $550,000. State education officials are investigating possible testing anomalies at 52 more school buildings across the state. The review began after Columbus City Schools reported irregularities in spring state testing. The Ohio Department of Education and Workforce says its testing vendor found significant anomalies at the additional schools. Locally, Southside Academy in Mahoning County and Newton Falls Elementary School in Trumbull County are on the list of schools that could face further investigation. A vacant Youngstown home that was up for sale has been destroyed by fire. Flames broke out just after midnight Friday in the 900 block of Kenneth Street on the city's east side. WKBN-TV reports firefighters remained on scene early in the morning, working to put out the flames and determine how the blaze started. A Cortland woman is dead after her motorcycle hit a horse early Friday morning in Bezetta Township. The Highway Patrol says 42-year-old Heather Robinson was riding south on Route 46 around 4:20 when 2 horses entered the road. Robinson hit 1 horse, then went off the road and into a ditch. She died at the scene. The horses were returned to their enclosure. 1 suffered minor injuries. Robinson was wearing a helmet. The patrol says alcohol and drugs are not believed to be factors. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.